What a coronavirus.
I ain't on
him.
I ain't lying. I mean, I
just flipped the switch. Yes, the fuck you are.
Shoot your shot. Sing.
Dog, your shit is like perfectly mixed.
You lying. I'm on here. Know.
You on here for real.
Drifting on a memory.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Ain't no place I'd rather be.
Without you.
Okay. Boom.
That's an old school shit, you know what I'm saying? What y'all? Okay.
I don't know the lyrics.
Don't
do Daddy Ron like that. Don't do Daddy Ron.
What the hell is going on between the sheets and
in my home?
No, I know that whole part.
Baby, wait, let me explain for you. Stop the porch of thing. Girl, I'm about to have a fit.
Oh, it's about to be some shit.
How did I get into this? Should have never came off with this trick. You low down learning woman back to where
you came from.
But baby, wait, my ass hit the street.
You ass is grass.
But Mr. Big, before you're done, well,
how you know my name, son?
Honey, wait, I'm gonna tell you. Ooh, this cat looks real familiar.
Y'all sing.
Hey, put the mic in front of me. I might do some things.
Y'all sing it, man.
What you mic in front of me?
Blue side of the bed, my side real dry. Chicken wings, French fries.
You know what?
Over
red
here.
Beans and rice. And your side.
I'm done with you at this point.
Dude, you know, I just YouTube videos.
Because
dude,
where the
he
fuck?
He imitating Trey Songz. That shit is so funny. He's like, he's like,
your side, east side, south side.
The nigga was like, no side. Yeah.
That's it, man. I got something for y'all last time.
Please believe, but that corona make it hard for a player.
This is the song, y'all. This is the new hit.
You stuff. Right now, them tickets to Jamaica only $15. I'm trying to quarantine myself. I'm staying inside. The NBA canceled on me, man. I'm feeling deprived. I'm out of toilet paper, but they ain't got none in the store. Man, that corona wild. You can't wipe your butt no more. And ain't no more school for students. It's just classes online. This shit ain't about to head in graduation on FaceTime. Man, they trying to cancel God. I can't go in the church. Got hand sanitizer on deck. And I'm selling squirts. My concert's getting canceled, man. I'm really so droll. But if you start coughing around me, I'm walking clean out the door. I'm telling all my people, stay home. It's real, that real. Don't play with that coronavirus, man. Cool out and just chill. Where France at? Where Spain at? Africa, Philippines, we don't play that.
That corona clap.
I have no idea.
Wow, niggas got that corona clap. Time on their hands.
They have a lot of time on their hands, man.
Oh, it's another one.
Bro, I told y'all like that T-shirt I saw. That nigga said, "I'll take a corona, hold the virus."
Niggas is coming up with some shit.
The whole ticky tock shit.
Yeah,
TikTok. You know what I mean? Yeah, I ain't even on social media right now, and I didn't heard everybody like yep. They're tired of that shit because niggas is bored.
Yeah, I'm tired of the TikTok. That was fun the first day.
First day was fun. Tick at the top.
Yeah, but
here go one.
I hit that note. Hey, well that's at New Orleans. Okay. Dog, is that what's her name? Lala, she is fucking crazy.
I haven't seen her before. What, is she an actor?
Yeah. She's a comedian. She's funny. You had to see her before.
I want to know, was somebody, did she prop the camera up for her to run? Niggas getting real creative.
Well, niggas in quarantine with shit to do. The fuck?
Yeah.
I want to hear that shit because I was trying to do the Swiss challenge with your ass and you didn't want to fucking do it. We was bored.
Where are they doing it? Is that another TikTok challenge?
Yes.
The Switch.
The Switch.
So
I don't even want to know.
You don't want to know?
I know. I was fucking with y'all.
Okay, so basically, like, because I don't dress girly, right? I would switch. And, like, say...
Yes, you put heels on.
Heels on. I would switch and put on heels.
Yes, and pop that ass for a real nigga.
Right, and pop that ass.
I just put the switch.
Hey!
Is it the
song? Is that the song?
Okay, it's something like it. You know what I mean? She got the beat on there.
Look, it was close.
All right.
Right.
Is that Rona clap? Hey! No, I'm about to. Who is that? So I can look him up later. That was fire, no, okay?
That was fire.
Look, I'm about to show you one.
I'm here.
Who is that?
D1.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm gonna look that up later.
I know they're from Louisiana.
I gotta flip the switch challenge.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta flip the switch.
I love that.
Yeah.
I just flipped the switch.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
She won't do it.
Come on.
One of these days. Look, y'all don't understand. I'm still working in this mess.
You know what?
I'm still working.
Y'all drink smells so potent. That shit smells so good to me right now.
Sorry, don't. When
woo!
You're a recovering alcoholic. Let's put it.
Wow! Back. Right. First of all, don't.
So no, just
don't go. Do me.
Daddy okay, is okay. On a fast right now.
Fasting, baby, for my Jesus. And look, you know, I ain't playing with it. I ain't playing with it because I'm doing it even with quarantine.
I know.
This is the time when niggas smoke and drink and do everything under the sun. Fornicate. This is when babies is born. It's gonna be hella Scorpios, hella Sagittarius.
I seen that on Facebook.
It's gonna be hella. Yeah.
Because everybody about to be pregnant.
It's going
to
be lots of, yeah, Sag babies. December, January.
Oh, Lord.
For sure.
That's bad.
For sure.
That means back to the people that's on Lent. About to go either birthday or Christmas. Which one you want?
True.
You know, getting both. Mm-hmm. Like, we still recovering from the
Rona. Yeah. Autumn.
We still recovering from the Rona.
But I'm still doing it.
You a Rona,
baby. Smell your cup, you know what I mean? And your I could just... Not take a sip of that tequila, nigga. Baby.
Ooh, tequila and lemonade, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I'm sorry we're no drinking ice. In front of you.
No, you know what? But guess what? Because some people would succumb to peer pressure, but my God said that I don't have to.
He is hallelujah! Watching.
Yes, it ain't even Sunday yet, but I'm going to show y'all something of my testimony.
We need some church music up here. Did they cancel church?
You know what? I got some church music for you. You want me to play
come on now,
music?
Don't play now.
You said don't play.
You gonna take me to the king?
Take me to the king.
Or you gonna let go
king.
And let God? Okay. Did y'all know that PJ Morton wrote that song? That gospel song?
What's that?
Let go, let God. PJ Morton wrote that.
Let go and let God.
My yeah, you never heard that song? What?
Let go and let God, huh?
Yes. Or put on the walls group. Okay. Playing. See how you playing with God? You see how she play? This is Satan's house. I ain't got time. I'm getting a body. He said, wash your hands or wash your ass?
You don't want corona. Wash your hands.
Yeah, but people think you just got to wash your hands. You got to wash your ass, too.
You know what?
Corona,
oh my God. I thought you was really about to put on a gospel song.
No, you playing.
He
why
said she wanted to hear gospel.
You
so
don't
I
play with
Sunday
the Lord's
service.
Music.
He was in the choir church, the choir church robe.
I was in here like, okay, at first, I'm like, hold on. This is what I'm talking about. I'm one of God's disciples. I'm not about to play with y'all.
Well, sure.
Let's see right now. Because what day I'm on, I think I'm on day 23 right now, y'all. 23.
When is
40 day fast.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. 23, baby. Okay.
Y'all got to what? April what?
April 6th is all the way up. So April 5th is the last day. That Sunday before.
April
6th is that Monday. I'll be off that Monday. But April 5th is the last day.
Shit, I thought I was my unemployment.
I'm almost there.
Waiting for my fucking
I got like, is it like, yeah, like 16 days.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
by that time,
though.
Quarantine will be over.
Know, like 13 days, yeah.
Yeah, you got less than that.
Yeah. Because
Corona will be over by the end.
You think so? You really for real think so?
It motherfucking better be over by the end.
What they saying is quote unquote supposed to be, everybody's supposed to be going back to work like what, April 6th?
Okay.
Man.
Tell y'all.
This ain't life.
Yeah, because I didn't rearrange my whole bathroom. I done took Magic Eraser to the walls because the nigga bored.
Wait.
Okay. I like rearranged the drawers. I didn't like took everything out. I put everything back in, but I rearranged it. I did change the decor. I took Magic Eraser on the walls, baby. Scrubbing them things. Because I'm bored.
You
okay?
Know what? Do those things really work?
Man, what?
They use all the LG.
That take hair color about the out the counter when you got the little hair color area. Yeah. They take everything out. I love Magic Eraser is so good. And you can get the off-brand one, you know.
But hey, you know,
I can't tell her to get the off-brand. Never mind. Get the organic Magic Erasers, y'all.
Look,
just
yeah, we got
organic.
Let's see what's
or it's either get the organic or she gonna get the real Mr. Clean. Cause
you,
look.
How you get? I got the off-brand ones and them bitches were just good. What you talking?
I'm just trying to see some of that stuff we're not supposed to be inhaling.
Oh my
stuff
god!
Like that. We gotta whatever in the ingredients.
Welcome
I have
to my life. People walk around with dirty asses. You ain't supposed to inhale that either.
That's why Rona around, huh?
niggas got Rona in the ass.
You don't want the Rona.
That's why we got Rona.
See?
Is that what they calling it, Rona?
That Rona.
Yeah, that Rona.
They call him that Rona.
Because niggas
you
ain't
see,
washing
you look,
their
you
ass.
See what that say? That Rona.
That Rona. I'm about to kick Rona in her ass in a minute. If they don't bring the shit back. You know what?
That was anointed clap. Y'all heard that? That boy was...
It was real. It was...
Wait, I didn't even introduce myself. They don't even know who's talking.
Oh, shit.
Everybody we didn't do any,
Well, y'all, it ain't Sipping Sunday. We're going to do,
Sipping Saturday.
It's Sipping Saturday. So we're going to do a Sipping Saturday today. Everybody quarantined.
On this Saturday.
But these niggas over here, you know, look, fuck it. Because I'm about to pull my braids out of my fucking head.
Ain't no braids Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I took the braids out. I'm about to put my hair out my damn head. I'm so fucking bored around this.
Niggas counting the split ends in their hair. That's how bored we are.
Look, because I got five in one piece.
What, split ends?
Dunham! Yeah.
And then the hair salons is like closed.
They just closed down the spas, hair salons.
The good thing is,
I
know how to do my own hair. Hello! Okay, I can whip you up. Look, baby, look, I can whip you and I can flip you. You know what I'm saying?
I can get you the two braids, shawty.
Look, I like that too.
Look, I can braid you up.
You know what I mean?
I can wash you up.
Yeah, let me do that.
All right, y'all, real quick. It is the Sip Podcast. It's Corona Sip. Can we name it Sip? Corona?
Hell
Corona Sip?
No. You got that
don't
clap.
Sip,
you got that Rona.
No, you got, look. We got Regal.Lamb in the house. We have Nia in the house. And we have very, 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 very special guest. She's not even really a guest no more. Like, she just...
That nigga done been back about five times.
Exactly.
Hello.
We got Sadi. Sadi and the Sada baby. Go ahead. And
no,
you
no,
want
no,
to tell
don't,
your...
Don't,
oh!
Don't. This is Sade. You know what I mean? I mean, they call me Sadi, whatever. Sadie, whatever.
Yeah, Sadie.
You know
Sadie,
what I mean?
Sadie, baby.
You can catch me on the gram at Mixay. That's MIXXED_SAI. Miss, that's Say, not. They say, oh, that's, it's Sai. No, it's not. It's Say.
It's Say.
It's Say.
It's Say. when you get off of the 40-day fast.
Yeah, I'll be on there. You know what I mean? Y'all can add me. Hey, I'm single.
Okay, what about Facebook?
Facebook, that's Sade Vargas. You know what I mean? With that devil.
Miss Vargas. Miss
Vargas. You gotta put that on there.
This is gonna be one.
I'm sorry. I seen the opportunity. I had to finish it. I'm sorry.
What? She got the.
What do you expect? I have been
I mean?
Sitting in the house for fucking 6 days.
I know you ain't talking Golden Girl. You was just in here cleaning up, taking out shit out the shed, the she shed and shit.
I know.
And you was in here doing. Get out of here.
I know.
Exactly.
I'm getting bored.
You damn near wiped the walls off too. Fuck out of here.
Dog. So we on? Are we on day six of this, or has it been longer than that?
I'm on day six.
For some people, day six.
Mine started Monday.
I worked Monday, so mine.
I was supposed to work Monday. They canceled my shift because my shift was at 4:30. They said we had closed by 3. Cancel. Go home, bitch.
You know what? I think I'm on like day.
Delete all that shit.
I ain't talking about you, Peggy.
Go ahead.
I had to finish it.
Just go ahead. What else?
You're on day what?
I'm on day motherfucking 10, I think.
No, you still working.
What? Wait a minute.
Well, they sent me home.
When did
last
you
week sometime.
No, but your first day working home was on Monday.
No, was it?
You went in on Friday to go get your computer.
You had to
go
get my computer.
They stuck you there for the whole day.
Not really.
Remember you had to go back on Monday?
No. They sent me home on Wednesday. They said, hey, y'all motherfuckers ain't coming back. Come get these computers on Friday.
That's what the email said.
Yeah. Remember,
they said, y'all motherfuckers ain't coming back.
Your director said you had to come in because she needed you to come in and get your stuff.
Thank you.
And then the shit didn't work Friday night, so you had to go back on Monday.
I had to go back on Saturday.
Oh,
Saturday morning.
Saturday.
But, you know, they done turned down the whole... You can't even get in that mug.
And
no
they
more.
Shut down quick along. They shut down downtown. How about
yeah.
That?
Oh, you should see downtown.
Oh, they said downtown is a walking dead for real.
Oh, yeah. For real, seriously.
There's nobody down there.
I got
there.
A picture, actually.
Homeless people done left. Ain't anybody doing.
What the hell they
going to ask for money?
Who
they going to ask for money? Who are they
going to ask? That's not about to ask. Who are they asking?
So I'm
about
to ask them homeless thinking like, well, shit, whatever you got, we can put it together.
Hello?
Right. We on the same boat. You know what I mean?
I ain't got no money, nigga.
Okay. See me paying.
I wonder where they got them going, though, because they saying that the shelters is over if they're full. Where are they going?
And they still on the street.
That's bold.
No, they not.
That's bold. They need to start helping them or something. Because come on now.
Come on now.
That's not cool. How you going to help everybody that's got quote-unquote jobs, but you're not going to help the people that is likely to transmit it first?
Ooh, say that.
That's a good question. I mean,
Just so y'all know, we about to play Uno.
Because my thing is they asking you for money. You're going to give them your dollar. Your dollar that you just gave them is going to go in their hand. Their hand, they're going to give it, they're going to go to wherever they're going to spend it at, and they're going to get that dollar. So what happens if they have it? Why wouldn't you help them first? Lord Jesus. This Rona got niggas bored, okay? Excuse me, bitch. Your pussy fell.
Whoever's doing the memes these days, I'm done with them, okay? You're cut off. Somebody please silence these motherfuckers.
Man.
These memes are, man.
Niggas ain't got shit else to do.
I damn it just slide on your table.
On top of shit, niggas probably getting pissed off. Shit getting canceled. All that other shit.
Canceled. Speaking of canceled, let me tell y'all this shit. Oh, Lord. I'm very upset, okay? So anybody who knows me knows I love to travel, okay? That's my thing. These niggas.
And cancel my motherfucking trip.
Cancel my birthday trip. And we talking 3 months away. Paid for. Costa Rica, 5 days, all inclusive resort. Done. Okay?
And you getting a refund?
Cancel me. Yeah, I mean, they say a refund, but they tell my phone. The flights is non-refundable. Your ass about to be non-refundable, ma'am. Because
they said book it is has bankrupt.
Look, bro, I don't got time. Okay, not today.
Look what somebody else said. Like guess what? That ain't my problem. Give me
exactly. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Book it. Like, look.
Y'all better call them people because ain't they supposed to be giving them bailout money or something like that for all these businesses and stuff? How book it gonna go bankrupt anyway? They was just making money.
Thank you.
You ain't gonna go bankrupt overnight. Still got the $4,000. How you bankrupt? That's like Art Van. They said the same thing about Art Van. People, you know, because they went out of business. So people who like was paying for their stuff on like layaway or whatever. Yeah. If they ain't got it, you asked out. What you going to do? People not getting
their stuff.
They
doing stuff
like that. Just think about it. They not getting no more shipment. If they ain't got it, they ain't got it.
That's fucked up. Because if I pay for my shit to get here, I want my shit in my house. Because now I'm sleeping on the fucking couch. I mean, on the floor. Because
y'all got
my
security
couch
in there? Because y'all going to need it. Go ahead.
Damn.
Why that car look weird?
It do. That's why I'm like, who deck
Yo,
a car? This our deck of cards?
Yeah, y'all shit bootleg. Okay.
This is bootleg shit.
I was looking
What is this?
That's old school.
It's an old school one. It's all right. You know, it's cool. Well, you know, it's all right. Look. Don't be a judger right now, okay? We ain't doing that.
Look, what's the first topic? Look, y'all. So I told him I don't want to know the topics. I just want to be surprised when I get there.
Oh, because we had a list full.
So... Now that your trip has got canceled, do you think, because I seen on Instagram the other day, this girl, she went to wherever I don't know if it was Jamaica, they went. They flew them there on Delta, flew them there. As soon as they got there, the next day they told them they had to leave. They didn't even get a chance to unpack their bags. They told them they had to leave.
or they was probably going to be stuck. It's a lot of people that stuck.
They're going to have to leave me here. You can find me a Jamaican man to talking like be one of them because I'm not leaving. I pay my money. I'm not leaving.
Then you're not going to be, you're not going to come back then.
And I'll just be over there with them.
Until what? They open the fucking thing back
up? Yeah.
What if they start canceling flights?
Jamaican niggas, they like the fluffy girls. I mean,
bye. You know what? At this point, they do, it's
like,
over.
They like the
look at that tick girl. I used to mess with this Jamaican dude. He's like the tick girl. Yeah, tick girl. Say, what he used to say? Your fat poon poon. Your poon poon so juicy.
What the fuck?
I'd be like, my what?
What you say, nigga?
The poon, yeah, poon.
Excuse me?
Poon poon.
The poon, yeah, poon.
Tick. He's, you're so tick and juicy.
The poon, sir. Poon.
He was little, too. Them little niggas, like, they like the bigger girls. They be the little small ones.
What would they say? Y'all can't fly no more. All airlines is not, shut down.
Look at you speaking evil up in here.
I'm just saying, they talking about Monday. Everything shit closed down. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is closed down on Monday.
I just looked it up, too. I was over here looking it up, too. Like, don't close the liquor stores down. You know they're going to start rioting and looting and stuff. You know they is.
Because if you think shit ain't going to get broken into, I really don't know what to tell you.
It's in Detroit. It's a liquor store every corner. You about
Thank
to corner
you.
Every
and
corner
you're telling down? Me that you're going to close every corner down? How? Because if you close it down, you know niggas going to break into it. Nobody's saying, oh, I can go to Walmart. I can go to Myers. No, you telling me to close the liquor store down.
Well, they do have army trucks now. I've seen the army truck.
How many y'all got?
I mean, I saw one going
down
the freeway.
One. How many you think
you're
going to
need? Because what y'all planning on doing with that? The fuck?
Didn't Detroit start the riots?
That's true.
Oh, damn. I didn't think about that shit.
That's why it's going towards the hood.
Yeah.
That's why it's going towards the
Detroit
hood.
Detroit started the riots once before. They will do it again.
They like, fuck this damn virus.
Yes.
We want our liquor.
We shall overcome, nigga. What you mean? You tell niggas they can't get their Hennessy?
We're going to take
our
chance.
You can't get these niggas their Hennessy and these and the bums. They can't get their Mohawk.
On top of it, they already pissed because you telling niggas what they got to do. Don't tell me what I got to do. You tell them black niggas what they got to do. Nigga, you going to stay in the house. You can't go here. You can't go there. Nigga, at this point, you telling me you going, I can't go to the liquor store? Yeah, fuck you. You got
you
me.
You can't even,
up.
Like, go on dates. Y'all got to, like, get the food and get in the parking lot and just sit and eat like y'all at a dinner.
Because you don't want everybody in your house. So then, because then if something get bad and shit, they going to come to your house and try to rob you. The fuck? Nah. This the Walking Dead, bitch.
Rob you?
I get Michonne on your ass, stab you right in the head.
Look, I got Judith, because she Judith, my little name.
Women, you been watching the new episodes?
What are the new episodes?
Of The Walking Dead.
I watched all the way through. They got brand new ones?
Yeah. The day we was at the hookah bar. They got, like, the dead is now walking
human. No. I watched The Walking Dead all the way through. It had, like, eight or nine seasons, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Judith was on there.
And she's kind of growing up, yeah. Right? Yeah, I haven't seen Judith as growing up yet. I stopped watching it.
Judith was still like a toddler.
No, stopped watching it when Rick died?
Well, when, yeah, quote unquote. He didn't really
die. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went past that.
Oh, yeah. See, I stopped.
Because you was mad.
I was highly pissed.
That's
niggas be thinking they know him in real life.
Look.
Rick! Ricky! What movie?
Rick. It sounds familiar.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Boys in the Hood.
Yes, when he got shot
them
in the
boys got
in the alleyway, and Cuba Gooding Jr. was like, Ricky.
I can't. You know what? I can't. Man.
Okay. Okay, who go? Because I'm about to whoop ass.
I put down.
You
we
put
been,
down which one?
We been skipping
who put
you.
The reverse?
I did.
So that
it
means,
was on me.
Wait, which way was it going?
It was going this way.
Yeah, so then she put it down. That means my go then.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Yeah.
Look, man, Javette, you trying to cheat, bro. All right, Carmen, it's back on you now. Go ahead.
Do y'all think the crime rate's going to go up? Now, if things...
Like the purge?
Like legit shut down?
Oh, like the purge.
Yeah, like the purge.
Like they said, gun sales have been going crazy. Like
Dunham is sold out of ammo and
bullets. Dunham's sell guns?
Yeah. You gotta think Dunham's is like a, they do the hunting stuff and all that stuff.
I didn't know they sold guns there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one on Southgate right there on the Telegraph.
Oh, who threw that out?
I did.
Oh, it's on you.
Oh, shit.
You want the dare? You want the draw, too?
Nah, draw, too, or
y'all be playing the dare. Oh, you like the dare?
The dare at the 15. Hold your cards in your armpit until your next turn. Thanks. Great. That's fine.
Them cards go be stinking. We can't do that with Corona.
Actually, yeah, I took a shower.
Yeah, because
I took a shower.
Spray?
Yeah, where the lights off?
Because I took a shower before somebody got here. So, nah, boom. Period. That's what my hair look like.
My go. Okay.
I took a shower.
Okay. What y'all feel about they saying, you know, you can't, don't, we advise you not to go over your friend's house or your family house?
It's bullshit, if you ask me.
First of all, they need to be clean.
If they clean,
I ain't going over no dirty friend's house.
Okay. Of course not.
I don't care if you ain't got no symptoms, because shit in your house might be contaminated.
I feel like when you say shit like that, it's kind of like common fucking sense. Why the hell would I want to go to somebody's house that's nasty as fuck anyway?
Exactly.
That's number one. But you telling me I can't go around my friends and my family, guess what? If I'm going to make it through this shit, I got to be around my friends or my family. Like, come on, dog. Like, you can't expect me to, say if I live by myself and I, like, you telling me I cannot go anywhere. So, say if they said you cannot leave out your house, right? You telling me I got to stay in my house? No. I'm going to somebody's house. Because you're going to need that somebody that, unless you're going to talk to yourself, but you're going to need that person that, like, you know, want something passed, just to have somebody there that can actually respond back to your thoughts.
And see, it's good because y'all live together. So, me, I'm by myself. I'm just looking at the TV. I'm like, okay, who coming over?
And then you get tired of watching TV. Like, you're tired of sleeping. You're tired of sitting on the couch. You're tired of cleaning.
But if things get kind of bad or more,
you
going to
stop
weird,
your coffee run?
No, I haven't yet.
See? Thank you.
Now, how many orders have Cheesecake Factory got today? 100 and something, right?
Oh, they probably got over that because they've been giving out free cheesecake.
Exactly.
You can't
so
say free nothing.
Okay, so ain't nobody staying in the house. Ain't nobody staying in the house.
No, but when you said you seen the military truck, are y'all bringing them there for us to stay in the house? Because you can't make somebody stay
in
the house.
It's about martial law, some shit like that.
Yeah. What y'all think about that?
No, this is the end of days, dog.
If it's martial law, then something else is going on with this Rona. It's something
fishy
with this
Rona. You already know they're not going to tell you all the details of it. You know they're not.
This just ain't no virus.
It's some stuff that they just don't tell.
It just ain't no. Somebody define a virus. Because if it's just a quote-unquote virus, then why are you?
The flu's been around for centuries.
And that's the most nastiest shit, dirtiest shit.
It's just like the flu, but it's just kind of like, you know, it's just kind of quicker than the flu.
Maybe it's something in it, in this virus. There's something more to it.
Because on Netflix, all you see is movies like
Containment,
Outbreak,
all
all that stuff. Everybody watching.
Why are these movies coming out now? I mean, you had to make them.
No, they're out trending.
You know what I'm saying? You had to make that movie previous,
exactly.
So my
it's crazy how movies are like really being real life right now.
Yeah.
Because it starts with Quarantine. Now, that movie Quarantine, it starts with that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that movie. God damn.
Quarantine was from rabies.
Yeah. This, like, I seen something on Facebook today. What was it? Contingent. It came out in, like, 2000.
Yeah, that was about
the
bird flu.
Right. This is what this is kind of like similar to the
same. Something like
they're making this the same. It's off of one touch. They saying that you.
Yeah, they said at first they said the Rona was the bat, right? Came from the bat over in Chinese.
Bird flu.
Yeah. Over, I mean, China.
They're eating them dogs.
China.
That's what they over there.
No motherfucker. They said they was eating bats.
They over there eating whatever.
Right.
But bats over there is a damn delicacy. Like, you know how we like our shrimp and our steak? That's a delicacy over there. So
a delicacy
over there
like that?
Nigga, did you taste this bat wing, though? This bat wing.
It's real crunchy, tender.
You know what I'm saying?
Get it well done. It's real good.
Yeah, you know, it got to be burnt for carmen. Black, can I have my blackened wing, please?
Please.
Oh, God.
No seasoning
salt. My God. You want the little fingers on there?
Salt, please.
The little fingers, little bat fingers on there? Niggas over there eating Dracula. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Stop and they got that shit cured that damn fast, though. They good over there.
They ain't good. They good.
in China?
Yeah. I don't think they good over there.
They still in quarantine?
It's my time.
I think
I know Italy is shut down.
Okay. But I did see on Facebook that they doing parties outside on their
balcony.
That's
balcony,
still funny as hell, though.
No.
I'm like, shit, what we got to do is go do a damn party on the balcony in the city. The fuck?
Hell yeah.
That should be live as fuck
if we
get
that.
You gotta find some type of entertainment, man, because this shit gonna drive you crazy. Just like, shit, Netflix did that with the Netflix party. Like, if you gotta, okay, so if you sign into Google Chrome, if I got Netflix, I can share it with y'all. I just control, like, when to rewind, when to press play. We'll be watching it all at the same time. It's a Netflix party.
Hmm.
We all watch it at the same time. They put that out with, like, Tuesday.
Motherfuckers is
she
look,
over
man.
It.
I'm over it.
They live stream in church, okay?
Right, that's what I'm like. Church. Right, live stream in church.
No,
they
I was
on
before somebody came in. I was listening to church before the second.
They doing my gym is doing live on like workout class.
Yeah, workout classes virtually.
See, I ain't on social media right now because I'm telling you, I moved that my little ottoman chair.
Move it out the way.
I'm moving out the way, boy. Get my kickboxing on. Yeah. Get my Billy Blanks on all day.
Listen, Ringo is trying to find a way to put a goddamn elliptical in this bitch. And I don't know where.
Yeah.
I wish I had a gym, like, at my clubhouse, because I'd be in that boy.
I think that's shut down, though. All
y'all
right.
Got one here?
Yeah. But it's whack. It's horrible. I went. It was. We had wiped shit off a couple of months before the corona. Shit, I wasn't going in that
before
bitch.
That Rona.
Before that Rona hit, I
before
wasn't going
that
in that
Rona,
bitch.
The fuck? Hello?
Nah.
Jesus Christ.
Who go is it,
man? Man? Oh, yeah.
Y'all playing.
I'm about to say, this bitch still sitting underneath my goddamn underarms.
Oh, yeah, that was me. That was me. No, that was me. Yo, go.
Okay.
Okay, with my underarms, you know.
Oh, it is
still sitting in there. It's still sitting up underneath, getting real comfy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they're real warm. You know, if anybody want to touch them or whatever.
Girl.
No, we don't want that, Rona.
I ain't got that shit.
Wow.
If I had it, you'd be an ant. Can you have it?
That's how we doing?
Ashley? Yeah.
Well, we're going to pass it to Carmen.
Damn.
Draw four. Or do two dares.
Actually, they said, speaking of when I just said I passed it to Carmen or King. The first dog died a couple days ago in Detroit.
No,
that
it wasn't Detroit.
Shit.
It wasn't Detroit.
Wherever it was
China.
At.
What?
That was my fault.
From the what you would call it?
China. Yeah.
Come on, dog.
That's if
Paul little tink real. Tink. Come look, on. King, I go outside and pee and come back to bring your ass back in the fucking house. Ain't no playing outside.
Watch them pause.
Hello?
You're
not coming to my house.
Down
he
every
gets
time.
Wiped down every day.
But he gets wiped down before the Rona.
Put the paw.
All this is before the Rona.
But this is
why everybody keeps calling the Rona. Come on, dog.
If we was watched, if I ain't gonna say we, if motherfuckers, because I ain't gonna say niggas either. If motherfuckers was washing their hands, using hand sanitizer, fucking washing their coochie when they use the bathroom, and then wash their hands, actually had toilet paper, actually had soap and hand sanitizer. Right.
You say coochies, but we better put the penises in there, too. They got dirty things.
After they
the
touch their
the
shit,
balls.
If they didn't wash their hands, because, you know, a lot of motherfuckers, they touch their shit and don't go wash their hands at all.
Y'all some unstable creatures.
That's the
I ain't going to say the B word. Speaking
y'all some unstable bitch.
Right, speaking of that, though, what was up with the toilet paper? I still don't understand the toilet paper part of it.
You got me.
You know, I think it's the end of the day. They got to ration it out. You know what I mean? A nigga like me.
But
I
it's
got,
hoarding at this point.
I got napkins. I got paper towels. I ain't, you know what
guess
I mean?
Guess what? I got toilet wipes.
Yes. I ain't too good.
How about I'm going to just put my ass in the shower?
After I pee.
I'm going to put some water on my ass.
I wish I had a detachable shower head because I just hit that thing once.
Hey, look. Let me grab that motherfucker right there.
Hit that thing.
Yeah,
there you go.
Look,
what
I'm
about,
good.
Oh, what
it
about?
Happened in the toilet. Flush. I'm good, nigga. What's up? Where we going?
Man, celebrities are these rich motherfuckers that got them. What you call them?
Ooh, the boudoir. The bidet.
Look,
they don't
the
even need toilet paper.
To the goddamn thing. Just go ahead.
Exactly.
That ain't nothing but a high-priced douche. That shit is a douche. I mean,
I was about to call it
inside, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That probably feels weird.
It do. But
look,
you wouldn't have
to
worry about the toilet paper.
Yo, booty old
when
booty
I was
wet.
A kid, my mom
yeah,
and my dad used to have this red bag with this white tube that was attached to it, and then it used to just go over the shower. I'm like, what's that? They're like, it's a douche. I'm like, what is it? I don't know.
Who was douching?
My parents, I guess. The fuck?
Hey, Yo, mama.
Hey, mom.
Hey, baby girl. All
right.
Look,
what did that do?
Sort of
clean out your ass or something?
Yeah, give me that sweet, that
No, the
that
dish cleans out your pussy.
I thought it cleaned out your booty.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that booty, that nasty, douchey stuff.
Draw two, somebody, or dare number 16.
Okay, wait.
It wasn't my
turn? You didn't know.
Picked up, nigga.
She did draw four.
She did draw four.
Thank you. Oh, nigga.
But she tried to put out. Get out of here. Skip.
Oh.
What's the color?
Oh, yeah.
Face 10.
Oh, my. Color is green.
There you go.
Green.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah.
All right.
I feel bad for people who got, like,
draw two.
Like, big events coming up. Like, if they had, like, they
animal. I know. My brother had a fashion show coming up.
And it's yellow.
Go ahead. And he had to cancel. Shout out to AXC. Apparel, you know, American Exchange. I'm going to just say that. Plug. For my brother. Yeah, I'm wearing the sweatshirt now.
I love it. That's dope.
You know what I mean? That's me on the sweatshirt, just in case y'all ain't know.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
He took my picture. You know what I mean? He put it here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's called Inner Beauty. You know what I mean? Sweet. On the sweat website. It's nice.
Did you really have a bun on? Bun
in? Yeah, I really had that like that. He took it literally a side picture of me. Like,
wow, that's dope.
Sexy. Love you, little bro. Anyways, okay, well, go ahead. Yeah,
It's on the sit page if you need to see it.
Hey.
Let's talk about small businesses. You know, your brother,
man,
how you feeling?
Affected by it. I mean, luckily he's still, like,
in the beginning stages, probably.
Yes,
so it's not a
It's
a big deal, but not.
Yeah, the storefronts is like.
Yeah.
But supposedly they're supposed to be having, like, some kind of bailout kind of thing.
Okay.
So they're supposed to be having some bailout kind of thing, so. Yeah. I'm hoping for them, for their sake, because if not, I mean, this unemployment, I couldn't even call in, y'all. Okay, they said, we got too many callers on the line, you have to call back. What you mean?
Listen, they talking about, I got to mail something in. I'm like, look, y'all doing
and
a lot.
And unemployment
right
is
now.
Paying you, like, nothing. Pennies on the dollar.
It's like, what y'all paying me every week, I would get more in a week.
Yes, I can make that in a day. On a good Saturday, I can make what they're trying to pay you in a week.
It's just sick. Man, it's really sick as fuck. Well, I can't really complain because the good thing about it is that Darden told us that they have emergency pay where they're gonna pay us, but they talking about we gotta wait till
April 3rd.
The
silver lining in the dark cloud. We still got jobs, man. We still got our health.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can be sick like everybody else.
That's true.
Yeah, we could.
You know what I mean?
As long as we don't got that damn government virus. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it government virus.
And you can call your lease office and say, I need an extra month. And they, you know, my lease and us already talking to them. They like, as long as you're in good standing, you've been paying your rent, you've been paid or whatever, we'll work with you. So that's a good thing.
That's really good. Maybe I need key.
But so, yeah. Okay, so this is the next thing. This is what everybody's getting frustrated with. Some people are giving you waived. Some people are getting you credited. Is your apartment complex?
No, they ain't waiving.
No,
I
they
wish.
Ain't waiving shit.
Hell
no.
No,
they ain't getting waived.
No. That's what I'm saying. It's
understand.
The difference
everybody,
between waive and
yes,
credit. Credit,
needs
they're going to put the credit on your account. You ain't got to pay it. Waive
right
is, just like Sprint told me, they'll waive it for 60 days.
Yes.
That means that.
Waived. People are not giving people nothing.
No, she mean like.
No, that's what
like
I said. The
pause.
Difference
basically
between credit
like
and waived. Waived is they're going to pause it. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to give you the late fees. That's all they're not going to give you. Other than that, you still got to pay it.
You have an extra 30 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Sprint is giving us 60 days, meaning at the end of
May?
The bill's going to be $600, but
yeah,
there's going to be no late fees. Whereas, like, Metro PCS, they credit in their account for 2 months. They're going to pay their bill for 2 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Nice. Is that real news?
That's real news. Actually, no, it's real news. So my cousin put it up.
Metro, if you don't pay your bill, coop.
Exactly.
They cut
the only reason why I know
off.
It's true is because my cousin posted
no,
live and said it's really true. I'm
no
like, well, damn.
No nothing with, what you call it?
With Metro?
Metro?
Hell no. You don't pay that bill that day by 5 o'clock? Cut, my nigga.
The subscriber.
You have called. It's no longer in service. But, hey, they paying bills. Kudos to them. I wish Sprint would do it. Shit. They talking about waving, my nigga, look. Wave these nuts. Wave these, please, because look. My nigga, what?
Thank you.
They said, well, can you give something? I said, I'll give y'all something, but you're not going to tell me when I'm going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the problem with all this shit that everybody got a problem with, is people trying to tell them what to do. Like, you going to stay in the house. I think I should have a decision.
You ain't my mama. People don't even listen to their mamas. Anybody listen to you? Santa House.
I think I have to have a decision as if to.
Okay, bartender, I see you over there. You know what I mean? She's trying to do something with her life. I'm gonna teach her how to. I'm gonna teach you the game. Teach me the game, ghost. I'm gonna teach you the game.
Teach
you?
Then you got niggas like us. We like, shit, fuck the quarantine. Everybody gonna come together. We gonna fucking find some
shit
to do.
I'm over here watching. Okay. Drinks ain't never looked so good. They over here mixing this thing up.
Then you got niggas who, they feeling hurt right now. They thought them and they boo was gonna be quarantined together. No, nigga.
That nigga don't wanna be with you, bitch! What? Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. Cause I know it's a couple people out here, I know personally, that mad as hell that they... that them and their significant other are off together. Because it ain't nothing worse than being stuck in a house with a nigga you don't really like.
But okay? You know what's the crazy part? A lot of people have not spent 24 hours with
the
person
they
with.
Hell no, you gotta think about it. Some people are opposite shifts. So, oh, you might work days, they might work nights. Now y'all be stuck together. Y'all ain't got nothing. But, you know, some people is like, oh, I love it. It's like a vacation. They having sex. They doing this, you know, ain't doing that. Other people just like, nigga.
Can you go?
Go in another room. Imagine if you only got one TV.
Riggle, how you feeling? I'm in your space 24/7 now.
Man. I told, look. Yeah, let me think about it real quick because I don't want to get in trouble.
You're not getting in trouble. This is whatever says in the podcast, says in the podcast.
Okay. Hold up. Take a drink there.
That's what I thought. See, this nigga didn't even pour me up one.
Oh, she damn,
said, fuck
my bad.
Yeah.
No. See, this is the thing with me, right? I'm just going to go on the balcony and just, you know, walk around, walk in the circle a little, you know, for a minute, then come back. You know, woosah, woosah, woosah. No, I mean, we do this all the time. Like, the quarantine thing is not anything new for us. Like, we, some Saturdays we don't do shit, but just be stuck in the house watching Netflix or whatnot.
But that's one day.
That is one day. Now, it is, now every day.
Yes.
You know, we just gonna have to make up some names. Like, you know what,
role play.
Ashley over there.
Yeah, role play. Yeah,
she ain't put my plate back up. I had my plate out with my lunch, and Ashley over there, she forgot to take my
I'm
plate.
Like, well, babe, shit, she don't get
you,
no
you gotta
then.
Think about it. Your pet peeves are enhanced.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like my mom. Like, she don't like no dishes in the sink. So if I make me a sandwich, right, before I eat the sandwich, I gotta wash out my knife. Ma'am, I just wanna enjoy
right
my sandwich first. I'll come back to the knife.
And see, Regal's the one. If
she put
on
damn dishes in my sink.
If she working from home, she needs the TV to go to sleep. Other than that, she don't mind the TV being off all day.
See, that's the problem.
I don't have anything to do, so I'm going to play anything on my phone.
Right.
I'm going to watch TV,
so,
go to sleep.
Yeah, this is an issue because I still have to work. People are, and I understand, like, people are laid off.
This nigga act like I'm home by choice.
No, right. I know, right. I know people in services like laid off. Like, you know, no income really right now until things get figured out, you know. But you guys have some time to process this stuff a little bit. And you had no choice, right? Even though it's a horrible situation that you're in, you still can process it a little bit. See, me, I'm still working and... I'm working and shit and trying to process this shit at the same time. So, and I'm stuck at home. And, I mean, you just got to know me as a person. Like, I don't like to be in the house. So, this shit is driving me the fuck crazy. Are you telling me I can't go nowhere? Y'all gonna shut down everything.
Everything.
And see, let's go back to, so... when I go get my coffee every morning, I can still go get my coffee, but it's through the drive-thru. But when I was going inside, you know, I
put my own cream in there.
I put my own chocolate powder, my own cinnamon powder.
The
whole thing of it. Like, y'all messing up people's livelihood. You know what I'm saying? And it's
like some iRobot shit.
Yeah. It's...
Ooh.
Boom. Wow. I just
let's play
that.
A game real quick.
iRobot game?
I didn't even think about iRobot.
Because you think about it, everybody doing something for you.
Would you rather be an iRobot or iLegend? I Am Legend.
iRobot, dog. I Am Legend. He was It was just him by himself.
Exactly.
The whole world.
The whole world was gone.
Yeah.
iRobot or Walking Dead?
You mean I Am Legend or Walking Dead?
Well, you chose iRobot.
Okay.
Instead right. of I Am Legend.
iRobot. Mm-hmm. Again.
Damn. What about iRobot and the Book of Eli?
Refresh my memory.
Denzel Washington.
I know, but like, what it was really about. I know it was like something with the Bible.
It was like more biblical, but it was. I wouldn't say it was kind of Walking Dead, because it's not, because nobody turns anything. Everybody was just like legit fending for their own. But you had people that was only coming together in certain parts. Or you had people that was just stragglers and on their own. Mm-hmm. But you had that one man that was supposed to be, that wanted to be in charge of everything.
So long ago.
Did you see The Quiet Place?
Yes.
iRobot or The Quiet Place?
Actually, it was supposed to come out yesterday, the part two.
Damn.
But no, you know what? The movie they did, they smart. They streaming online. You can pay for it and watch the new movies.
Oh, online. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
They doing that right now?
Mm-hmm.
They still doing Fallout Tuesday?
Right. Hello? Right. Okay. I can't get a free popcorn, but you know what I mean?
Yes. I take the Fallout Tuesday shit. The fuck?
Yeah, but that's what I was like, you know, because everybody got to make money. And I'm like, but think about it. But if you start that, you're gonna have to stop it, because you're gonna lose all your business. People are never gonna come to the movie theater no more.
Exactly. So, but that's a whole nother different, like,
technology is something else.
Exactly.
Like, that joke is just like.
So that's what I'm saying. Are they introducing like a virtual technology type of society now?
I don't know. Is it just like, I wonder if the drive-in is still open.
I heard no.
I'm gonna say I heard no.
Why wouldn't it be?
Right.
Why wouldn't it be? All you gotta do is keep your windows rolled up.
Right.
You still can watch the movie. You bring your own snacks. You know what I mean?
It makes sense, but
I mean, I'm in the comfort of my own car. Yeah. I'm not dealing with the public.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody gonna turn and fucking come to my car or some shit? It's not the fucking Walking Dead. It's that Rona.
No, I mean, it's probably the weather why they not open, maybe. Enough, I don't know. Man, Rona to blame for all this shit.
Wait, but I thought the movie theater was, the drive-thru was 24/7. I mean, 24.
Like, all around. All year round.
Well, except for the winter time.
Because you have different ways. You can either roll down your window and listen to it, or you could
turn on your radio.
Yeah.
So why would y'all stop? That y'all messing up your own money, because people would come there before because the movie theater didn't close down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about that.
We got to dig into that. We got to figure it out.
Well, is it really closed, though? We all got to pay attention to these fake news out here, though.
It's a lot of fake news.
Some people say, everything is closed, this closed. And not, bitch, shut up, because it ain't closed. Fuck. And y'all didn't gave false news. Shit, the only news that I know is closed on the fucking NBA. The hell?
Mm-hmm.
All sports.
At first, I thought they were just going to play without
Rudy Gobert?
No, like people in the stands. I thought they were going to play without people in the stands. But now they're not playing all together, right? I think it's a couple of them done got.
It was Kevin
Durant. No.
Wait, Kevin Durant is one.
Yep.
Rudy Goldie guy. Yeah. What's his name?
Because he was making fun of it. Wasn't he the one?
Yeah, he was the one that came back and touched the mic and all this shit.
I think, so.
God don't play.
I don't, see, these people don't have symptoms. So what they're doing is they're testing people. What I want to know is.
But see, the Rudy guy, he gave his wristband to people before the game, and then he played the Pistons here, and that all in that same day.
Yeah, but I don't. Was he showing symptoms? See, we need to know more of that. I don't know, like, why randomly did
positive.
He? Why was it random?
Why did he get tested though?
Yeah, and he didn't look sick, and that's probably why he was playing, even though he got fined. It's just weird. All of it is weird. Because if it's something serious. Why are you at a press conference? Why are you touching everything?
Mm-hmm.
You was playing at first.
I gotta look at it. I just heard about it.
No, they got them on video.
Yeah, I gotta go watch it.
Yeah.
You can't even go to the hospital and pull up to the hospital and walk in and say, oh, I think I got coronavirus. And I go, no, they gotta put a hazmat suit on and meet your ass.
It's crazy. We was going down.
You in no hospital?
We was in Woodhaven. Right. We had passed.
Because everybody in there, you imagine somebody with the coronavirus in the hospital, all the people with all those immunodeficiencies.
Right.
On a beat. It's the hospital was like the melting pot of
Man.
where it's going to be like.
Yeah.
That's it. It's heightened. Just imagine one doctor get it. You know how many patients a doctor see? How many nurses?
Oh, damn.
All that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit is just, it's boom. It's done.
Right.
That's the worst place to be.
Hell yeah. That's why I never would go into that profession.
You got to think about it. Some people, on certain people are not allowed to have, you know, like, there's some people in certain wards of the hospital, you got to, like, wash your hands. You got to do all, you got to put on stuff just to go see them.
Yeah.
They probably can't have anybody in there at all.
No.
So now they just in there lonely.
Yeah. I seen the picture that the damn, the line was wrapped around the fucking line. They all outside. And the lady was like, you know, please pray for us because people are stealing our products inside of the hospital. That's not funny. But people are stealing our masks, our gloves. They stealing our stuff from outside the hospital. We got to, I guess they got to restock, wait for their shipments to come in. And stuff. She was like, please pray for us. I'm like, bro, this shit. Are they, I ain't going to say we because I save my ass in the house, but you think people are taking this shit too fucking far? Like, is it really this serious right now where y'all gotta do all this shit? Like, they acting like niggas is turning to zombies soon as they fucking turn.
That's not what I'm worried about, or my mind ain't on that. That to me, that's noise. I'm trying to figure out where did the Rona come from?
Wuhan. See, you always try to find Wuhan. Solutions to shit. They're not going to give you a solution. They're not going to give you a solution at all. They're not going to give you an answer that you're looking for. They're not going to give you that.
What I care about is, they always say it get worse before it get better. Is this the worst?
I don't think so.
Is this the worst, or is it going to get even more? I mean, you know, worse is not a word. So it's going to get even more.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, well, time will tell.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, and how long, like, you know, society, how long can society survive this way? You know what I'm saying? Of course, people have been doing stuff for the, you know, all of mankind have been, went through worse stuff, a Great Depression, they done went through all that stuff. But the way we are so prone and so addicted to technology, the way we so addicted.
Especially
to
the United States.
Yes.
And that's the
how
thing.
The United
the
States
United
is
States,
ran.
What do people say? The fathers or whatever.
Well, we ain't gonna bring that up.
My thing is we'll never get an answer as to what's really going on. Only people that know that's really going on is the people that's
They got them. Shit. That's running or whatever.
Running this shit. I ain't gonna say what I want to say. There you go. We'll never get answers as to what, like, how far y'all gonna take this before we just like, all right, y'all, look, we ending this shit right now. We gonna go back to the regular schedule program. Cause I feel like they can pull that plug whenever they're ready to. Mm-hmm. No.
The reason, they could. Yeah, I mean, cause they're not. You're not gonna get 100% of the United States to stay in their house.
It's not gonna happen. It doesn't matter how many times. No.
Yeah, unless it is a martial law. That's the only way you're gonna get 100% of participation.
And you're still not gonna get
100% out of people
then,
in the United States.
You still
gonna
get some people that look. Fuck you. I'm gonna do.
Right.
You can't tell me.
That's number one. Number two, they claim like this stuff is spreading to like everybody. Go get it.
What?
They're
who's to say
everybody.
That everybody doesn't, or some people have, or what? Who's to say people don't have this gene already in them, or whatever? Like, because all of a sudden, see, all these people are testing positive. They don't show symptoms, but they tested positive. Who's to say, like, you don't have that one might small gene that might connect to that virus that you already might have in your system? Who's to say that?
That means that, like, if some you're not showing symptoms, this is really close to like some like HIV.
You're the carrier. There's some people that are carriers.
Yeah.
Never show symptoms.
Maybe that's what the NBA dude is. Maybe he's a carrier.
Exactly. It gotta be.
It's always carriers of like all like,
of all know, viruses
it's
or whatever you
like,
want to call
like
it.
HIV, like Magic Johnson. A lot of people think that he's never had it. A lot of people think like, or he's cured because of the way he is. Like he don't look sick.
Yeah, who like his genetics or whatever
he
his blood
had it,
type.
What, 30 years. Probably?
I mean, what
more?
If right? What if they? You know, they creating these viruses to attack a specific blood type, maybe.
Or like I said yesterday, what if they're trying to do this? You know how they've been trying to, how common been out with these commercials for the artificial intelligence, the AI? What if this is their way to, like, push the AI? Like, look, y'all stuck inside. Y'all got no choice to order shit online. Go either pick shit up at the door or do y'all shit get delivered to the house. Like, this is their way to try to figure out how they can push the AI and make AI work to weed people out from working or working from home. Because there's a lot of people that say, look, my kids get off at blah, 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 blah. Can I work from home? No, you can't. But now all of a sudden I can work from home.
So let me piggyback on that. Mm-hmm. So my company had a test day. This was making me think. Exactly. What's the big coincidence that they had a test day? This was in February, like the middle of February. They like, hey, it was February 16th. Hey, we having a test day. Actually, they told us a week before. But it was like February 16th. Company-wide, everybody's going to work from home. We want to test this out. We want to just make sure if anything, anything happened with our buildings, like a fire. They chose like a fire. Some our buildings caught on fire. Everybody had to work from home. We want to test it. What's the coincidence? Like not even, a month later, now we all working from home. Which what I'm trying to say is,
are they finding other
they
ways?
They probably already knew
that this was coming.
And the people was the last. The public was the last.
And that's
to
why
know.
I say, why do you think that we would know? He gonna let Dan Gilbert know? He's a fucking
billionaire.
He's a fucking billionaire. Of course, then they're not gonna tell us shit like that. That the people that actually need to know, because we gotta figure out how to survive. They're gonna tell the people that they think need to know who got the money.
Yeah, the billionaires.
Bullshit.
The people that got the money.
Trump and his racist ass in China.
I don't know what like I said, a lot of this stuff is noise, and it's really what's really showing me what I'm learning out of this quarantine stuff or this situation that's going on, man. I'm keep telling myself, stay your ass off social media. Because it's just too much noise. Like
it's depressing. Bro.
It is depressing more than ever now.
However, I feel like if you go, and this goes to whether it's the president to anybody that's posting shit. If you're going to post something, at least make sure it's actual factual and came from a reliable source before you repost it. It's no need to scare the fucking world for no reason. They are already fucking scared. Just like somebody had posted something about 200-something Walmart's closing or whatever. I went straight to the link, looked at it. The fucking thing was from 2011. Like, stop posting. Like, it's no need to scare people more than they are already scared. Stop reposting stuff. Or posting stuff here. Stop scaring people, and it's not no need to. And that goes for the media, period. Mm-hmm. Because, we think, don't give me shit, I think. Let me know what's going on right now. Let me know what the fuck is up. Mm-hmm. That's period. That you didn't heard from the Washington itself or some shit. Don't give me I think this is going to happen. I don't want to hurt. I think nothing. Then I can prepare from there. Because I'm not going to prepare shit from I think. Because then I'm going to start laughing at shit like it's funny. Just like I laughed at this shit last week.
They call it social distancing. I don't know. I have a problem with this word.
Can you be social from a distance?
But why are you trying to distance people? I understand it's because it's this virus, this government virus. Because that's what I'm going to call it. Fuck the Rona. That's her nickname.
The whole time talking about something. Don't hear that Rona clap.
Now this nigga want to say fuck the Rona. That government virus.
Man. The government
Hell no.
virus.
The GV.
Hell no.
Niggas giving
the GV. The GV. The GV, okay?
Shit, though. Fuck, nah. I don't think so.
Fuck that Rona.
See, which one you going to pick, huh?
Nah, I know, right?
The fuck?
Pick a side. Any side.
Fuck that shit.
This shit is depressing, man. I don't even want to talk about Corona no more. We're
done with Rona. Anything else we gotta touch on with Rona?
I just want to go to work. That's all. I just want to go to work.
Niggas ain't never love their job as much.
Look,
as
I'm like, you know
every
what?
The other day, I be like, y'all motherfuckers is pissing me off.
Olive Garden, I
four
love
hands
y'all.
Hands in, four hands out. Y'all motherfuckers, look, this table 13 getting on my goddamn
nerves. Okay.
One more motherfucking thing, I swear to God.
This lady just rolled in our Olive Garden.
Now you're sitting here like, ma'am, you should have seen my last day I was on there. My last day I was nice and sitting on my table. I was like, y'all have a wonderful day. Y'all be safe.
Y'all need anything?
All right. They was tipping me good, too, baby. Look. I said, all right.
And then, real quick, I'm sorry. I just thought about something. Like, I had the radio on today when I was going to go get my coffee or whatever. And I just heard back-to-back commercials about this coronavirus. we all know that marketing and commercials is money behind it. It's just weird to me. I don't even have a point to this. It's just weird.
It's weird outside. I'm out here.
We all, like, let's just, like I told you earlier about the food. The reason why I watch labels and stuff, like, bad nutrition comes off good marketing.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
It do.
Boom.
So this coronavirus, now you got a bunch of commercials for it? It's just, I don't know. It's
love
weird.
The drama.
People yeah,
love
true. Yeah.
Like, being in the mix. People love
yeah.
information. People love all that shit.
Eat most important, yeah. Most importantly, the drama.
This is the most news anybody's ever fucking watched. That's
yeah,
all we do is watch.
That's
news.
Right.
I actually haven't watched a lot of news. Now I usually wait until the end of the day, and then I'll put on my phone today's news in Michigan,
okay.
And then it'll run down to me everything that happened for the day. Because you'll sit there and watch it and be so depressed. That
that's why
depressing.
I stopped watching.
That shit was depressing before that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like killing and that. Now it's just this nonstop, man. Come on, man. It's just like I didn't think that they was going to close restaurants. They closed restaurants. They
yeah.
They was going to close, you know, they closing malls. They got
malls
curfew.
Is closed.
Jersey got an 8 o'clock curfew.
That's another thing. They're about to be a curfew.
Come on.
Over a virus? I mean, I know, like, the flu is dirty. It's nasty. It's nasty shit.
I can get the flu at 2 o'clock in the morning the same way I can get it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the difference? Why I got to be in the house?
Exactly.
Why are you closing the stores
it's
early?
Just, and we're not getting the proper explanation. What you, is yeah. this shit?
Yeah, what are you closing the stores for?
Yeah. Early. We need a, yeah. Why closing the store? Why closing
some
the
people
store?
Are still working, and they by the time they get off, the store is closed. That's
see,
it.
That's what we were saying here, because say if they still had, say if I was to go at OG or whatever, that means I'm not getting out of there, excuse me, until like, what, 9 o'clock? Rego, they got overtime right now. So Quick and Long still got them working. She not getting off work till 9 o'clock. By the time we get off, who the fuck is open? So what am I supposed to do then? If I'm not bringing home food from work, which that's fattening food, that ain't gonna do shit for me.
I don't think nobody's 24 hours except for gas stations.
That's it.
And even some gas stations is closed.
It's closing. Some gas stations is closing.
In fact, I'm gonna put in today's news in Michigan today.
And I wonder, are they gonna make gas stations? So you know how Kroger's got them gas stations where it's like that one person can only fit in there, and they got like the window that you go up to, but mm-hmm. you're still outside.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder all gas stations gonna have to sound like that if it gets worse. So they say. Y'all think that's gonna happen? Because if y'all saying that came more than what? How many people they say?
Five
to ten people can't be in the place.
It's supposed to be no more than five.
Yeah, that's for restaurants or whatnot. Yeah. Because
no, I'm just saying a gas station is just like a goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Because how you gonna say that more than five people can't? I'm
well,
gonna go,
to be honest, I don't know. Since, like, a couple of years, every time I go to the gas station, it's really just me and that bitch.
No, every time I go to the gas station, it's at least
full.
Six people in there. Mm. It's either somebody at the cooler getting something to drink, somebody to chip out, somebody at the thing
well,
with the lottery,
yeah.
or somebody
yeah.
paying for
True.
Gas. So it's
True.
About five, six people that's
True.
Already in there.
True. Yeah, so they go cut the gas stations down. You know, they go cut them, well, a gas station like that, because you have, like, a Myers or Kroger's gas station that got, like, the kiosk.
How many have those around, though?
That was your original question.
Mm-hmm.
Not a
Think
lot.
Think around here. Where is a Kroger that has just a walk-up to cashier? It's only one person there, and there's nothing else you can get. Where you see that at? So what are they going to do?
I mean,
I would just look
anything
here.
Is possible at this point.
What's up in Canada? I ain't heard nothing in They got it in Canada, too?
Yep. I talked to, actually, the lady from Sprint. I ain't going to say Canada. I'm just going to say Ontario. That's where I can speak from. Because when I talked to her about the Sprint bill, she was saying, well, as of right now, they were saying that they were closing the border to all non-U.S. citizens or non-citizens. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? She said, well, if you're out of the country, then you can't come over here. She said, well, they still have us working. But she said they had 50 to 100 cases or something like that. That's a wide range. You can't really tell me that, but I'm going off of what the Sprint lady said.
I haven't heard too much from Canada. I know one thing, they stopped the bridge.
For sure. They're like,
they said, hey, y'all, Ronas ain't coming back. across the border, Rona no, bitches.
Don't think
they
so.
They got concentration camps for you motherfuckers. Y'all keep playing.
So, right.
No,
Canada
no.
ain't playing. I mean, that's good to. I don't know. I haven't heard no Canada news.
See, that's what
really
I
said.
I ain't heard
that.
Nothing. That was just a lady from. She said she was from Ontario. So that's the only reason why I had that. Because I talked to her trying to fix my Sprint bill. And it didn't work. But she told me what to do, though.
See what they got going on.
They got that Rona, but it ain't that serious Rona. Some people, I mean, but some states you ain't really heard about, though. You got, like, Wyoming, Idaho. Like, shit like that, you ain't heard nothing about none of them states. Like, you done heard New York, Florida, Michigan.
Last time I checked, was no cases in West Virginia, but I think now they do.
See, it's just, like, shit like that. Like, the states that's, like, kind of looked over, you ain't heard nothing about.
Let's see. What states?
What states are Democratic and what states are Republican?
Oh, shit.
Go make me another drink.
What states have no coronavirus?
See, look, I'm the wrong one. Because there's more to this shit. It's more to it. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever caught the flu and was like, all right, we got a social distance now. The flu going on.
Okay, so if you want to say the flu, let's take it back to, did anybody say you caught the chicken pox so you had the social distance?
Right. What about the bird flu?
Measles.
The Ebola. They didn't. What about?
Right, we just talking about Ebola. Where did it go? Where did it go?
Yeah, where did it go?
Disappeared.
But it didn't go this far.
No, it didn't.
It didn't. Why?
It didn't hit the U.S. though. Wasn't it only in whatchamacallit?
Mm-hmm.
Only in Africa.
At first, this was only in China. China.
All right, Trump.
I'm just saying. How did it get over to the U.S.?
They said he being disrespectful.
They said this is a Chinese virus. He said, well, are you being racist? This is from China.
It's from
he's calling
China.
This shit a Chinese virus for real. And people ask him, like, are you being racist? He said, I'm just telling you.
Antarctica.
See?
Only place. And spread to all continents.
Except
Antarctica, with the first U.S. case involving a 35-year-old man who had traveled to Wuhan, China, before returning to Washington. Remember, because Seattle was bad right now.
Yeah.
See, the other day I got up, actually, it's from Detroit Free Press. We had the first guy that died in Michigan.
Has hit all 50 U.S. states now.
Yep, he died of the coronavirus in Southgate in his 50s.
260 people died.
That was per the Detroit
83
Free
of
Press.
Those deaths in Washington, 46 in New York, and 24 in California, 14 in Georgia, Louisiana. Each 11 is in Florida and New Jersey, and fewer states have. But now we up to, five deaths. No, seven now.
We up to?
Seven deaths.
You sure about that?
I just seen it.
I thought it was more than that. God,
no. No, it's more cases, but only seven people have died.
Oh, that's why they said the first Michigan death due to coronavirus is Southgate man in his
50s. Washington's got 83 people. That's why all of Washington is locked down. If you got a lockdown in California, you know how big California
Listen,
is?
Listen, they did, I can't believe it. That shit, I still can't believe it. They shut down Vegas.
Yes.
No.
Because MGM, a lot of workers at MGM caught it.
What?
MGM Casino in Vegas. So they started shutting that down. That was the first one to shut down.
And I'm trying to say, I'm like, dog, do you know how big that strip is that you got to fucking close it down?
You know how many people come in and out?
Listen, I seen the flight on Skip Lag. That shit was $37 to go to Vegas.
Of course.
That was before I knew it was shut down. Once I found it shut down, I'm like, yeah, not straight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Ain't no need of y'all booking flights. Nah, shit, y'all can't go nowhere. They're going to send y'all motherfucking asses back home anyway. Shit. It's closed down. I mean, unless you want to go to Arkansas. I don't know what the hell you're going to do there, but fucking ski and shit. Ain't it snow there? For real, shit. Ain't shit to do in Arkansas. I ain't never heard nobody even living in Arkansas.
You mean black people?
Yeah, I ain't never heard black people living in Arkansas.
I was about to say, people live there.
Ain't no black people. Just they like, look.
Just not our dark skin friends. We're colored. We're happy and we're vegan and we're brother.
Da-da-da-da. Give me a high five. Okay, you guys. Cut and print. I'm done, and this is it for me.
Yes, that's it. Dump, dump.
You gonna sip to that?
Yeah, I sip to that. And actually, I took the last bit to that. Y'all, I don't know whether to tell y'all to be safe, be humble.
Still strap it up.
Wrap up. Shit, strap it up.
Corona can be spread other ways.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know whether y'all tell y'all to be safe, wrap it up, strap it up.
Yeah, because you put your mouth on it, then you put it in somebody else. Boom! Rona and the coochie.
Shit, I don't know how to tell y'all to strap it up, get the guns out. I don't know how to tell y'all to, you know.
Your mic is cut off, okay?
Start applying for fucking.
It need to be.
Y'all need to start applying for Section 8.
All that.
Start applying for unemployment.
Buy up stuff, but don't be ignorant about it.
Start
buy what you need.
Delivery side, curbside drugs. I don't know.
Like, I'm about to start door dashing, okay? I'm about to start working for them, okay?
I'm about to go to the airport.
One girl said she be doing lifts. She don't make as much, but people still need rides everywhere, so she's still doing
niggas still, listen, if I ain't got, I need a ride to where I got to go.
Because niggas ain't staying in the house.
No way. There's no way.
There's no
fucking
way.
We about to go throw a motherfucking sit party. Period.
Yeah, nobody's going to be Anne Frank in the fucking.
That shit was funny. I seen that shit on Facebook. They said, you know what? I'm about to be Anne Frank. I'm about to just start writing the diary.
This is like, some people was like, this is the end of days. I mean, you know.
But if you think like that, you're going to drive yourself crazy, though. You can't think like that.
But remember, they was hiding in the
attic.
Yeah, they couldn't do nothing.
They couldn't move.
If they could get past that, guess what, y'all?
We are
the land of the strong, land of the brave. You know what I mean?
Land strong.
And no matter what, this is already written.
Everything.
It's already written.
Everything is already going to happen. Everything happens in divine order. Okay.
You can't do nothing no more to prevent. Because guess what? If you're supposed to get it, you're going to get it. No matter what you do.
You're going to survive it.
So that's just whether to have faith, love on your loved ones. You know what I mean? Just do what you got to do.
Don't stay in the house. Wow. Okay. I'm going to take the bait.
Moderation.
Don't go out in groups more than five.
Yeah.
Okay. Go get fucked up somewhere, though. Go get
wash
high
your
somewhere.
Hands, wash your mouth, hide your kids, hide your wife.
You know, black people, I kind of ain't really worried about y'all washing your hands because I know y'all wash your hands every 5 fucking seconds.
Oh, wow, but our fair friends.
I need you to, listen, I want you to wash your hands first and then use hand sanitizer, okay?
Washy-washy.
Scrubby-scrubby. Okay? Suddy-suddy.
When I was on the trip,
I'm done.
When I was on my cruise, they was like, washy-washy. They had that song. What song was that? Taki taki. The lady was dancing, and she was like at the hand washer thing, telling everybody before they go to the buffet to go wash. She was like washy washy, and then she kept dancing. And so we was like, oh, I forgot the name of the song because I kept calling it washy washy. But it was a clever way to get everybody to wash their hands.
It really was.
Before they, you know what I mean?
That's crazy. You gotta do a clever technique,
whatever,
for somebody to.
Okay,
it's a damn thing.
Yeah, down that.
All right,
I'm
gonna
clap.
Okay, that should be catchy.
Now
look,
you know what we about to. Listen, you gotta do something to stay sane around this motherfucker.
That's true.
Cause living in the house every single day, you talking about motherfuckers that's like, look, if I gotta go to work Monday through Friday, okay, cool. During the week, I go to work, I come home. You know, do what I got to do. On the weekend, niggas is used to doing whatever.
Just imagine if you had to be cooped up and you got 3, 4, 5 kids.
Oh, my God. And you got to homeschool them, too.
Go on the porch.
You better be in this motherfucking house before the street lights come on.
No, get out of my face. Get out of my face. Go do something. You know, you got one kid.
Right. We in 2020. We are a smart country everywhere, worldwide.
That's right.
Is smart, and we're letting they quote unquote everybody is fearful or in fear of a virus. It's more to this. This is not life, especially 2020. The world is so smart. We in 2020, and you telling me a virus?
Smart TVs.
Real quick though, are you telling me a virus? We can't go outside. We have to be quarantined in our house because of a virus that from countries that we're so smart from. We're so smart. We got this technology. All this, it's just more to this. And I challenge everybody. What everybody is doing right now is noise. And they're not focused on getting the answer. Because that's what I'm focused on. I'm trying to figure out, what is this shit? Like, what's the answer to this? Like, what is it? And I already know that, like, life is life. Everything is a line. I know there's a bigger reason for this. I'm not sure what is it. I mean, to be honest, since 2017, shit just been loopy. Like, I've been feeling really off balance. But, of course, I've been, I don't know. I just been off balance. When you somebody that really, like, get in tune with the universe, you feel it. You feel the earth in different ways than someone else that's not really, not into that. And that's not doing no shade to anybody that's not in tune with the universe and with the earth. It's just, when you
but you got those earthy people.
Yeah, and that's why I want to have conversations with the
flower child, beautiful child.
Yeah, and if you notice, catch on those earthy people that's out there on the social media. They're not alarmed. They're not filling out noise. That's what got me. My eyes is bigger. Especially with social media, I'm really seeing, like, people out here, 90%, 95% is fearful. It's fear. And
they can post all them damn laughing memes.
They scared as fuck. Y'all fearful, man. And it's really sad. It's sad.
Why?
Because I ain't going to say what I really want to say. It's sad.
However, how is it sad when everybody is, and we're going to use the word that everybody uses, everybody's not as woke as you. Everybody is not where you at. It took you a while to get here. Everybody's not there yet. So how are they fearful because they're not where you at right now? That's in tune with the world.
Yeah, that's a judgment saying that they're fearful, right? I'm like,
no, I'm asking. I'm not saying
that is fear, though.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying how. Okay, let me reword that.
Go ahead.
It took you a minute to get where you're at right now, right?
A long minute. I mean, but I had to get in tune with me for me to even open up my heart to the universe.
How do I do that?
Some people don't know how to even open up their own heart to themselves. Some people don't know how to stare in the mirror and see them for who they are. Some people scared to look at that monster in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
I only got some shit out of you. So funny.
I know. I'm sorry. I get real passionate with this because I'm seeing a lot of noise, and it's really like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm one of those people.
If,
like,
y'all know Rigo is always barely silent on the fucking mic. That's why I ask the questions I ask, and I had to get them out of right. You know what I'm saying?
Always. Hello. I don't say much because sometimes it take me a minute to get it out. But I don't know. I'm looking at this whole situation differently. I'm seeing that the world I'm living in is scary,
so because I hear Rigo say this every day, and it's like a mirror. I ain't gonna say a mirror, but my dad is this exact same way. Like, if I was to call my dad right now, he would say the exact same thing. You know how they say a girl marries her husband? Dog. Marries her father?
Right.
Dog. Listen. When it comes to nutrition, when it comes to the world, when it comes, how you feel about aliens? We had this conversation. I swear to God, it's really crazy because if you was to call my daddy right now, he would say the exact same thing.
Really, do standard man believe aliens? He think they own, they exist?
It was one point in time that we were supposed to believe in aliens. Yes,
they exist.
He said that. He said they exist in some people.
That's what I was about to say. Oh my God! I was just about to say you. I could be alien. You never know.
Stanley Man told them when we was growing up.
You would
that's
never
a whole
know.
Other.
That's a, I ain't gonna even. That's crazy.
You got to get him
out
here to say
that.
Yeah, I was get him out here.
I was
say
just
that.
About to say, man, aliens can come in many forms, and I'm getting goosebumps. I may be an
my
alien.
My daddy used to say that.
My Lil Wayne. And then he said that one of his rap lyrics.
My daddy said that. He said aliens come. You can be looking at an alien right in the face in a human form, and it might be a human. It might be an alien.
I know the devil coming, people. I know that for sure.
Yeah, hey, we know that. Right. No. I mean, we all have our beliefs, and it all connects to, like, the same thing once we figure it out. Like, once we all come together and be like, damn, we're saying the same thing, but we're just not vibing the same, and we're off balance a little bit. And I think what's going on right now is just a testament to that. We're off balance. That's all.
Or
yeah.
Everybody needs to get on one accord. When you say off balance, it's kind of like the same thing. So.
Yeah. Maybe I mean, but think about it. I mean, you got motherfuckers buying a bunch of toilet paper and not leaving toilet paper for the next, even though I don't know what's so special about a fucking roll of toilet paper. But, I mean... I mean, do toilet paper got the cure to coronavirus? That I don't know. I don't know.
You don't want corona. Wash your hands. You don't want
but I'm, you know, I'm gonna cut it with this. It is a quote from Miriam Hazna. I think I said it right, and that's one of my spiritual sisters. From across the way, because I don't know her, but I follow her Twitter, and yeah, I love her. Anyway, it says, wisdom is knowing that regardless of how much you try to teach, people can only arrive at their truth on their own. Wisdom is knowing that regardless of how much you try to teach, people can only arrive at truth on their own. Mm-hmm. So basically, with all this noise, mm-hmm.
I was about to ask that. So what is everybody's lesson from this?
I don't know really. No, the lesson should be is people need to get in tune with themselves. I think people need, and I'm seeing that a lot from people on social media. Hey, get in tune with yourself, you know. But why wasn't we getting in tune with ourselves before this? That's the thing. Like, and that's, I get what she's saying, because I used to tell a lot of people all the time, get in tune with yourself. You can't figure it out. That's because you're not in tune with who you are, who you want to be. You're ignoring yourself. I kept saying, you're ignoring yourself. You're not being responsible. And when you're not being responsible, that people don't understand, we're all connected. We are one.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to White Elephant. Yeah. Shout out to White Elephant. We are one. And if you be responsible, then that energy transforms to the next. Then the next to be responsible. Then the next. But see, that's just a perfect world. And who really wants a perfect world? Who really don't want no chaos?
Yeah, but we like a little chaos.
We do. We love. We love chaos.
Just a little.
Just a little chaos. Yes. Yeah. It is. Is right. But some people like the too much chaos.
You done shook up the world.
Sadie, what was your lesson from this before we wrap it on up?
It's much bigger than we know.
Bingo.
That's one of my lessons from that. I can agree with that one.
It's much bigger than we know. And be prepared for the unknown. Really try to prepare for the my mom always say, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good lesson in life, as far as relationships, as far as friendships. But it's really pertaining to this. It's like you hoping that society is going to maintain its strength, you know, and we're going to, you know, prevail and move forward. But the worst case scenario is this could be the break of it. We never know, but it's already written. So that definitely my lesson from it.
I agree. My first one, one of my ones was the same thing that Sadie said, her first one. But I also had another one, is that we need to start getting prepared before the preparation is needed. It shouldn't take us to be scared to start getting prepared for something if we were already prepared for it in the beginning. That means doing your research and getting in tune with yourself and doing what's needed to prepare yourself if something happens in the long run. We shouldn't be waiting to now when we're already scared, because when you're scared, you don't prepare with what you need to get prepared with. So we prepare in the beginning, we won't have to prepare now. So
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying
sometimes.
You know
but what's really preparation? Okay, I'm done. That's it.
It takes,
I'm done.
But that's to his own individual. That's to his own individual. Everybody has their own preparation. Whatever you feel you need to survive, do it then instead of doing it when it's needed.
That's
True. Don't wait till it's already needed. Where now you're in survival mode. Where now you panicking. Do it in time before you panic. So when it's time for the panic, you're like, look, I was already prepared for it. I don't need to panic. I'm calm. So
that's one
we need to get prepared before the preparation is needed. And on that note to y'all, make sure y'all wrapping up for that Rona, okay?
Wash your hands. Corona. Hey.
Wash your hands.
You don't Corona. Hey. Hey.
Girl, if y'all can see this Holy Ghost get up in this woman's spirit.
Right. Woo. Wash your hands. Hey. Do it now. Do it. Hey, do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Look, she ain't here skating.
Now, you know what? Okay. Your ass was about to fall.
That, look, I'm telling you.
Rona was going to catch that ass.
The hospital was closed, nigga. They flooded. So.
They ain't
going to
come take my ass. The fuck?
So late.
They're like, ma'am, go help your own damn self. Go home. The fuck? I don't think so. The fuck?
I'm going to wash your hands. Go wash your hands. Woo!
Take care. We out.